This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'll tell you what, if we hadn't just done it, I would cue the gang in the control room to hit the happy music again right about here, because there is a bull market and an 11-year high in carbon, the European carbon market, to be precise. Every industrial company in the EU, every power plant, has to buy carbon allowances, basically permission slips to put CO2 out into the atmosphere. For years, it cost almost nothing to pollute over there, but the price of those allowances has really ramped up of late. And as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports now from the Sustainability Desk, as with more straight-ahead consumer items, the more the price of carbon goes up, the more people are going to change their behavior.
Europe's carbon emissions market turns 14 this year, and like other markets, it gets exciting when the price goes up. Now, what's traded is not a stock, but an allowance to emit one ton of CO2. For years, that price per allowance sagged at the equivalent of less than $10. That made it very cheap to pollute, says Ken Kimmel, president of the Union of Concerned Scientists.
You want that price signal to be high enough to drive people to make changes in their behavior. And so if the price is too low, it won't be achieving all of those effects.
But in the last couple of years, it has surged to over $30. Traders are betting it'll get harder and stricter to emit carbon in Europe. For instance, Germany is completely phasing out coal, says economist Dallas Bertrau with the research center Resources for the Future.
In the EU, there are a number of member states really ramping up their climate ambitions in a way that has not been adequately noticed around the United States.
In this country, the Trump administration has been pulling out of climate deals and regulations, but there is carbon emissions trading at the state and local level. California's market pulled CO2 allowances out of circulation to tighten supply, raise the price, and discourage carbon pollution. And the Europeans borrowed that approach, says economist Robert Stavins at Harvard.
The higher the price goes, the more the incentive effects are, which power plants are turned on. And in the longer term, with regards to technological change, building new power plants, new types of motor vehicles, etc.
That is, the higher the penalty on fossil fuel products, the more low-carbon innovations can compete and be in the money. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.